Blog Talk Radio.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Oh, beloved, the Bible is right. You know pastors don't say that at the beginning of every program because you don't know how wonderful that is to me to know that the Bible is right in this upside-down world. I'm so thankful that I can turn to something and it's 100% right because it comes from the mouth and the breath of God. Amen? Glory to God. We can count on our, we can stake our lives on it. Ain't it wonderful? The Bible is right. And we rejoice in that fact. Well, beloved, we're in the 19th chapter of Proverbs. Glory to God. We're blessed to have the Word of God. We're blessed to be in a country where we can read the Word and have the Word and actually have Bibles in our possession and read His precious Word and meditate in it and just be in it. Amen. Ain't that a blessing? You know, the Bible tells us that He daily loads us up with blessings. Well, that's one of the daily blessings that He loads us up with, His Word. Amen. His inspiration. And when we have our devotional times every morning, glory to God, He blesses us again with His presence. And then He opens up, He gives us our bread, our daily bread, day by day. Amen. In the Word, He gives us our daily bread. And we eat that bread, and we're strong. We're ready to go out and face life. Amen. Glory to God. Well, beloved, we're in Proverbs, the 19th chapter, the 20th verse. Now, we have dealt with this before, but I want to come at it again. Amen? Because to me, it's so impactful. It means a lot. Proverbs 19, chapter 19, verse 20 in the King James says, Hear counsel and receive instruction that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. Huh? The Bible says counsel from the wisdom of God. He's counseling you. And what's He saying here to you? He's saying, hear counsel. You know, a lot of people, they don't want to hear what you got to say. They're so full of what they're full of that they just want someone who they can pour out on. They don't want to hear counsel, really. Amen? But the wisdom of God speaks to you, beloved. And you're wise in the things of God. And you recognize when God is giving you counsel. And look at Him tonight. What is He saying to you? Hear counsel. Now, not only just hear the words from something or somebody, but hear it. What's behind it? What's the heart that's behind it? What is God saying? Amen? He says, hear counsel and receive instruction. Receive instruction. You can't tell me what to do. I'll do it my way. You can't tell me. No. Hear instructions. Amen? Receive instruction. Why? The Bible tells us. The Bible says that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. Now, that's saying so much. That's saying so much. Because, see, we read about David, the great man of God. We read about Solomon, and he's a picture of the wisest man who ever lived before Jesus Christ. He wrote Proverbs and the rest, a lot of Proverbs. And we read about these great men, and we think, well, that's them. That may not, you know. But it says that you can be wise in your latter end. How? By listening. You know, there's another verse in the Bible, and it says, this is Proverbs 24:6, but this is in the Positive Thinking Bible. Listen to this. Battles are won. How are they won? By listening. By listening. By listening to advice and making a lot of plans. Battles are won by can you listen? Are you so opinionated that you can't stop? You got to tell everybody what you think, what you know. Beloved, you already know what you know. Nobody can take that from you. You already know what you know. You want to listen. Why? Because you might get a nugget. You might get somebody has lived their whole life. And in their whole life, they might have picked up on something. And you won't get it if you're not listening. See, you're not going to miss anything you already know. Being quiet, you already know what you know. But can you listen? Hear counsel and receive instruction that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. You know, today's December the 1st. And so naturally in my morning devotions, I turn to Proverbs chapter 1. There's 30 to 31 days in a month. You read that. If today's the 12th, you go to Proverbs 12. If today's the 17th, you go to Proverbs 17. Well, today was the 1st, so I went to Proverbs 1. I couldn't get past the second verse. It was so wonderful what God was saying. Look, listen to this now. In the context of Proverbs 19:20 in the King James, listen to Proverbs, the first chapter, the second verse, but it's in the Positive Thinking Bible. Listen to this, what this says. Remember, it says, hear counsel and receive instruction. Listen to what this says. Proverbs, this is the Positive Thinking Bible. Proverbs will teach you wisdom and self-control and how to understand sayings with deep meanings. What that means? I was so blown away by it today because it says Proverbs will teach you. You know, I'm a person that tells people everybody should have a mentor. Jesus was a mentor to his 12 disciples. If you run into anybody great, really, really great and developed, 9 times out of 10, if they're excellent, they had a mentor. Amen. Or they had somebody that they received instruction from. Amen. And so when you're talking to people and you're pointing out all this wisdom in the Bible to get mentors, etc., a lot of times people will say, but Pastor, I don't have a mentor. I don't have somebody that can come alongside of me and help me. And when I read this morning, I wanted to fall off my chair because it says, Proverbs will teach you. Proverbs will teach you. What that means? That means, you know, so many single mothers, single family, got 3 or 4 kids. They tell their child, you don't have a father and there's no one to teach you. You don't have a mentor. They'll say, where you learn it from? It says right here. See, God wanted to include you. He didn't want to leave you out. Yeah, he knew about David and he knew about Solomon, but he also wanted to get wisdom to you. So we put it in the book of Proverbs, and it says here in the Positive Thinking Bible, Proverbs will teach you. Now, ain't that wonderful? Woo! I read that this morning. I got so excited. I said, hot dog. I got a, wow. I may not have a human being standing there telling me, helping me turn to the left, go to the right, do this or that. But I got this whole book. And it says, Proverbs will teach you. Teach you what? Listen. Listen. Proverbs will teach you wisdom and self-control. I said, hot dog. Oh, wow. That's exactly what I need. I need wisdom. And I need self-control. Amen. Glory to God. This book is going to teach me that. I get excited about it. I get excited about it. In the context of Proverbs 19:20, it says, hear counsel and receive instruction. From where? From the Word of God. From the Word of God. It says, it will teach you. And not only that, it says, it'll teach you how to understand sayings with deep meanings. Amen? Verse 3. You will learn what is right and honest and fair. Amen? From these, an ordinary person, that's me, I'm ordinary. From these, an ordinary person can learn to be smart. I say, hot dog, there's hope for me. I can learn to be smart. All I got to do is get in Proverbs. If you receive counsel and instruction, you can actually be transformed. Amen? You can actually be transformed because renewing your mind is transformative. When you get saved, what don't Romans 12:2 say, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. How? By learning a new way of thinking. It's called in psychology perceptual reorganization. Amen? What you thought before, you find out isn't so. And so by renewing your mind, that's transformative. You're changed. You see yourself in a completely different way. Glory to God. When you change your thoughts, you'll change your whole world. There was a man. He was a little small man. Amen. I guess you would call him a midget. And in the beginning, he lamented the fact that he thought, God, you created me a midget. Nobody left. And that's the way he thought. But he renewed his mind. It came to him that if he changed his thinking, he would change his whole world. And that's exactly what happened. When he changed his thinking, it was so transformative that he was on the radio. He's famous, amen, because he didn't see himself as a midget. And the Bible tells us to do that. It says don't be conformed like you used to be, but be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. You know, I heard something once. It so blessed me. This man said, I was reading, and it said, he said, this is the idea he said, you can change, and you know how we do. We think, oh, change, it's so hard. Oh, you have to be so disciplined. He said, no. You can change. All you got to do is change your mind. And as I thought about it, I said, you know, that's true. That's really true. If you want to change, all you got to do is just change your mind. When you get saved, don't you change your mind? When you change your thoughts, you change your whole world. And how you act and think, that will determine who you are. If you act with integrity, you become an honest person. Amen? And how you act is actually how you are. And to achieve all this, it's directly determined by who you read, who you hear, who you listen to. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's directly related to your diet, what you read, what you're hearing. Amen? To come up, You have to come up in what you're eating. I'm not talking about physical food. Amen? Glory to God. You got to change your diet from TV to the Word of God. Amen? Read the Word of God. Glory to God. The Bible says if you do, it will teach you. The Bible will teach you. Well, I went to the job. Nobody wants to train me. Nobody will help me. God will help you. He gave you 66 books. He gave you his spirit that will quicken what verses will help you. I'm up against a commercial. Hold on. Hold on just a second. I'll be right back. Hold on.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC, is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Beloved, we're looking at some profound things. We're looking at some transformative things. And that is renewing your mind. Amen. Renewing your mind. An example of this. Haven't you ever in your experience I'll give you an example of it. A quick example that comes to my mind. There was a young man who he went out on the block and he decided he wanted to join a gang. In 6 months, that was a different person. He dressed different. He looked different. He acted different. He could do the signs with his fingers or do all that stuff. How did he do that? He renewed his mind to what the gang thought, the way they said to act, the way they looked, the way they talked. He picked up their vocabulary. He picked up the way they walked, the way they swaggered, the way they did their clothing. Amen? That I have run into people who have become changed individuals. Absolutely. I mean, it's miraculous. And how did they do that? Through a process called identification. They identify with something and they change their whole mind and they believe that thing with their whole heart and mind and they become it. They become it, beloved. You know, Norman Vincent Peale, he wrote a book called You Can If You Think You Can. If you think you can, you're right. And if you think you can't, you're right. Amen. You can learn to be wise. The Bible says so. You can learn to be wise. You can transform yourself. So that means there's hope for me. Amen? Glory to God. I can stay in God's word, glory to God, and God's word says that if I will hear counsel, get in his word and hear what he's saying to me, and God speaks to you in your spirit, through your conscience and in your spirit. But so many people block that out when God is trying to transform them and cause them to become a new creature in Christ Jesus. If you want a new life, you can develop a whole brand new mindset. The Bible says you can be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How? That old man that had the power of sin in your life. What does Romans 6:11, it says, reckon yourself to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen? Reckon yourself dead to the old stuff, dead to it, dead to it, dead to it. Be transformed. Feed your mind three times. You know, I read where it said you have to feed your mind three times a day. Just like, see, that's part of what eating, natural eating in the natural teaches you. eating in the natural, God had us to eat in the natural to teach us all kinds of levels, all kinds of things. One of them is, just like you have to eat to feed your physical body, you have to eat wholesome thoughts out of the Bible to feed your spiritual body. Amen? Why do people get depressed and stuff? They watch TV. They don't watch wholesome things. And when they don't watch wholesome things, they go away troubled. When they turn the light out at night and go to sleep, they've been watching murder and mayhem and killing. And then they lay down and they feel troubled. Why? Because you haven't been taking in wholesome thoughts. But if you take in wholesome thoughts, glory to God, that's one of the lessons that God was trying to teach us from the natural. You eat natural food three times a day. You should eat wholesome food, God's word, three times a day. If you want to maintain mental health, if you don't do that, just like your body will break down if you don't have natural food, your mind and emotions will break down if you don't have wholesome food, the Bible. Amen. Another thing that eating was supposed to teach us is the gospel, that something innocent had to die so something else could live. Well, that's the gospel. Jesus Christ, who was without sin, he was innocent. He had to die so that we could live spiritually. See, God put all of these natural things in the world so people could meditate on what they're doing and get spiritual lessons, become deep and become instructed and become wise in their. And that's what this verse says. It says, if you'll hear counsel and receive instruction, you can become wise in your latter end. Glory to God. And if you have been born again, it all comes down to being transformed. And how are you transformed? By gritting your teeth, by saying, I'm going to do this? No. The Bible says the way you do it is to come with a new mindset, to acquire a new mindset. That is, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Amen. And know that in Jesus Christ, you are not the tail any longer. See, in the world, you might be the tail. No one might esteem you in the world. But in Christ Jesus, the Bible says you're accepted in the beloved. The Bible says you're somebody. What you mean, Pastor? I'm sorry. You're an heir of God. You're an heir of God. And not only that, God makes you a joint heir with his son, his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. Now, you know how exalted Jesus is. If you were such a worm like the world and everybody else may think you are, but you're not, glory to God, why would you be a joint heir with the magnificent one, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Lord of Glory, the Bread of Life? Why would you be a joint heir with him if you weren't nothing? That's because that's the junk the world tells you. But the Bible tells you that you're the head and not the tail. The Bible tells you that God has given you dominion over all the works of his hands. You can come up, beloved. You can come up, glory to God. How? By changing your diet, what you read, what you hear, who you hear. I often say you have to be careful who you listen to. Who you listen to. If you listen to folks that are criminal, you're going to turn out to be a criminal. If you listen to godly people, you're going to turn out to be godly. Hang around godly people and see, don't it rub off on you. See, don't it rub off on you. Amen? Because either it's going to rub off on you or you're going to separate yourself. You're going to say, I just can't stand them people. All they want to talk about is Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about the lottery. I want to talk about what happened on the news. And you know what the news is. The news is nothing more than the acts of Satan that he's done all day. The news is nothing but a rebroadcast of all of the things that he's done. An airplane crashed and killed 300 people today. There was a bus accident today. 54 people got burned up in the bus. three people got shot down at the school. The works of the devil, and they just do this every day. They tell you the works of the devil, amen? If you listen to that, not only won't you renew your mind, you'll get angry. You'll get depressed. Don't you know some people, they get so depressed, they wonder what? I might as well end it all. The highest level of suicide recorded has happened in this year, higher than any level. Highest number of people committed suicide. Why? No vision. Without a vision, a people perish. Without vision, a person perishes. Amen? Without the word of God, what did Jesus said? You can't live by bread alone. You got to have the word of God also. He gave mankind a revelation because they thought they could live by bread alone. But when he came, he said, no, that ain't enough. You got to have the word of God. It's okay to have steak and potatoes. That's why I like steak. Oh, man. Wow. Wow. Take me to Longhorn Steakhouse anytime you want. Amen. I'm not opposed to steak. But I got to have the word of God. I'm sorry. I got to have the word of God. I don't know about you. I got to have it every morning. I got to have some word. If I don't read but one scripture, I'm not pumping myself up here. I give all glory to God. I give glory to God that the Holy Ghost will remind me, get in the word. Amen. When he reminds me, get in the word. Amen. Glory to God. I'm thankful for that. Amen. Because I need his word. It settles me. It calms me. But it also takes a backward young man and turns him in to somebody who little by little is gaining in understanding and gaining in God's word. Amen? The Bible says in 24:5 that wisdom brings strength and knowledge gives power. Wisdom brings strength and knowledge gives power. How? Wisdom brings strength. Because with wisdom comes understanding. And when you begin to understand by God's grace, glory to God, you have the strength to hold your position in God. You have the strength because you have the word of God. You're able to receive. Jesus said, to him that hath shall more be given. Amen? And you have, and so more is given to you. And you're able to receive more and more and more. And knowledge gives you power. Because once you have knowledge, that causes you to know something. And when you know something, that means you can do something. You can do something. Amen? You have the wisdom of God. You have the mind of Christ. Because Jesus Christ lives in you by his spirit. Amen? And you can do all things, beloved, because the Spirit of God lives inside of you. You can do all things because Jesus Christ is strengthening you. He strengthens you day by day. He strengthens you. He causes you to be able to get home, glory to God. Hear counsel and receive instruction. Hear the Holy Ghost. Hear the Holy Ghost speaking into your spirit. He's in there. He's in you. Amen. And he's guiding you, and you have good instruction, and he will help you. He will help you. He promises that he will help you. He promises that he won't forsake you. Look at Deuteronomy. I'm almost out of time. Look at Deuteronomy in the King James Version. This is what he speaks to you. This is the counsel and the instruction that he gives you. When people are going crazy this Christmas, December, all right, Christmas, all them gifts, all that pressure. You don't think about that. Renew your mind to this. Deuteronomy 31:6. This is what counsel and instruction says to you. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. God says he goes with you. The Bible says here, he will not fail thee nor forsake thee. The counsel of God, the instruction of God says that God will not fail you. God will not fail you. The Bible says The righteous are bold as a lion. And you can be bold as a lion. Why? Because you know from the word of God that God is with you, and he won't fail you, and he won't forsake you. He's with you, beloved. Glory to God, this Christmas season. He's with you. Hallelujah, glory to God. Receive counsel and receive instruction that you might be wise in your latter end. When other people are going to pieces because their house is not built on the rock, the Lord Jesus, you have the wisdom of God, and you built your house. I'm out of time. I'm over time, in fact. God bless you. The Bible has the answers. I love you. Receive counsel. See you next week. I love you. Bye-bye.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.